Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover the recent divorce announcement from Hugh Jackman and his wife of 27 years. We don't really know why they separated. Maybe because 27 years is a long time to be a beard, and he swings the other way. I don't know if that rumor is true, but apparently they couldn't conceive naturally with IVF treatments, so they decided to adopt two children, Oscar 23 now and Ava 18. I think it's a different story, though. Here's what they look like when they first met when he was 23 and she was 36. Sure, she was post-wall at that time, and if she really was his beard, then why raise two children together? If you want proof that their marriage is real and possible, then look at the kick-ass film actor Aaron Taylor. He married a woman named Samantha Louise Taylor Wood. She's 23 years older than him, and she's a single mother. I think that you can't underestimate the power of love to make a man go crazy for the wrong woman. It was Nikola Tesla that once said, "I recognize love the emotion for what it is, an irrational self-destructive impulse, which is disguised as joy." Unquote. We end up doing things and getting together with women that men on the outside looking in would never understand. As for Hugh Jackman, I don't think it's a coincidence that their youngest child just turned 18. My hunch is that he's probably wanting some kids of his own biologically, and that his wife Deborah Lee Furness wants him to herself. What woman in her mid to late 60s is going to divorce at that age and expect to find a good quality man at that point? Not many. So the part of their journey that's shifting, and that they're both going to pursue their own individual growth, probably comes down to him getting baby rabies. Tiesto got married at 50, and now has two children. The most recent one at the age of 54. Quentin Tarantino had two kids in his mid to late 50s too. As for Deborah, she's probably going to end up all alone, and I don't have any sympathy for her. The problem is women like her. Older women marrying younger wealthy guys with good looks and Hollywood status, which creates a situation where other women out there say to themselves, "I'll wait until I turn 40 plus before I find a super high quality status male to snag with my snaggle puss." Of course, a guy that's in his 20s, that's the perfect package. I read many stories about their situation and what people thought about their 27-year-long marriage. Everyone was just speculating, and some thought he's possibly going to go out and smash some young chicks now. Clearly, he could do a lot better at this point. Women think that it's only women that get baby rabies, but they're often wrong. Women think that just because they can find a young, inexperienced, good-looking man to bond with them in his youth, that he's going to stick around sticking it in them forever. By the time they figure out that he's on his way out, they're too old to ever find anyone else again. We don't know the details of their divorce, and if it's going to be amicable, and how the wealth is going to get split up. There's no need for custody or child support battles, and usually it's a man that has to worry about that. That's why I'm leaning towards Jackman deciding to pull the trigger first. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to Wolverine is broken up with his coyote wife, Clown World Show. The thing to remember is that even if your marriage doesn't have money problems, which are usually the biggest issues that break up families, you're still eventually going to get tired of each other and start seeing each other as roommates. That's why you never move in with a woman if you don't want the romance in the relationship to die. My two major adult relationships, once the personal space between me and my partners disappeared, I saw them for what they were, and not the mystery that I fell in love with, and decided it was time to exit stage left. Even my own parents told me that after a certain point in life, when you're in a marriage, you end up becoming like brother and sister or roommates. I've never had that experience and couldn't imagine living with a roommate that could leave at any moment and wreck my life. Women exploit men's ability to bond and fall in love, especially while we're younger. If you think you're better off waiting until you're in your 50s and have had dozens of women and can't bond with some hot young wife the way that Quentin Tarantino or Tiesto have done, then think again. Just look at what happened to Kevin Costner. After 19 years of marriage, he's going to go through a messy divorce with his second wife. He even got a prenup, and she's 19 years younger than him. He learned enough from his first marriage to put in safeguards so that Christina's second wife didn't get the house. She also wanted $248,000 a month, and he offered $75,000 a month in child support. She took it to court and ended up getting $63,000. Still a lot, but now makes a stink that she's going to have to go back to work. Yeah, I don't believe that either. Costner paid her $100,000 when they got married, and another $100,000 for their first anniversary, and she was also due another $1 million when filing for divorce. I think the only reason she stuck around this long was because she knew that she would be losing her expensive lifestyle if she did. That kept her somewhat trapped there because she probably didn't actually want to lose the high-status man and high-status money lifestyle that came with him. The original prenup he signed also gave her $200,000 as a deposit on a new home, plus money for property taxes, home insurance, as well as $30,000 a month. Yet she still has the nerve to say that she's going to go out and get her own job. But who's going to hire a 50-year-old single mother with a two-decade-long gap in her resume? Nobody. Plus, when they find out who she is and all about the messy divorce, that'll probably be the final nail in the coffin. Out of the $248,000 she wanted a month, apparently $188,000 was for her monthly plastic surgeries. Who the hell believes that? Plus, they've also had a 24-year-long relationship. The moral of these stories is that you don't marry number one. Number two, even if you make prenups, they will be contested. Number three, if you're in your 50s and want children, you don't find a wife. What you do is hire a surrogate and a bunch of nannies. That's what Hugh Jackman could have done, and who knows, maybe he'll watch this and choose gestational surrogacy in the end. After 50, do you really want to have love and relationships? I know that I don't at the age of 45. Why bother having those things weigh me down into old age? Plus, who wants to get divorced and fight for child custody in their late 60s like Kevin Costner? Costner's wife has now leased a house for $40,000 a month. How about something more modest for only $10,000 to $20,000? Both Costner and Jackman sound like humble guys, and even still people get divorced and marriage isn't forever anymore. But for these guys, it doesn't matter how much they lose in the divorce because Costner is worth more than $400 million, and Jackman is worth $180 million. So they don't have to worry about ending up on the streets, sleeping in their Bugattis. Jackman was also generous giving up his youth to that woman, and Costner was generous, but fair, giving his estranged wife tons of money. More than she ever could have received doing anything on her own. She tried to kick him out of his own $145 million home. How's that for loyalty and gratitude? Looks like the judge told her that she was the one that needed to leave instead. We know that she's the real priority in her quality of life, and the kids are just leverage. I gave Costner a nice long golf clap for taking care of that tramp. The saddest thing is that if marriage doesn't work for people at such high financial and social levels, then how does it make any sense for everybody else? It doesn't. Between the family courts wrecking men's lives and the inflation making life unaffordable, marriage rates will keep falling further down. People can barely afford rent and food these days, let alone average men paying for child support and alimony. Ordinary guys are going to end up on the streets. Getting married is increasingly something that only wealthy men can afford to do these days. It's become a fetish at this point, but it's an obsolete social technology in today's world for men, and it's becoming like winning a small lottery for women. So women are still pushing for it, but it's happening less and less. I always felt that there was something wrong with marriage, that it actually puts you in a financial and emotional vice or prison, and that's why when a woman proposed to me back in the day, I pretty much backed out of it. Something didn't sit well with me. The idea that everything I was working for could be taken away from me at a moment's notice by someone that didn't put the same amount of work into it seemed kind of unjust to me. The fact that a woman could ride your coattails to a better life as your wife and leave you in the gutter just scared me. Again, we don't know what's going to happen with Hugh Jackman. I was looking forward to him being in the next Deadpool movie with the classic yellow X-Men uniform, but that writer's strike seems to have been putting everything on hold. I just hope his future doesn't look like Kevin Costner's present. Costner was also in his early to mid-50s when he started his most recent family, so it wouldn't surprise me if Jackman wanted children of his own, and that's why the relationship ended. If that happens, then at least we know he's not gay, and he did it the natural way. Also, since men are living longer, I think some men are having their midlife crisis in their late 40s and early 50s these days. Ewan McGregor is another example of this, as he's now in his 50s and starting another family and left his wife for 25 years. De Niro and Pacino are starting new families in their 80s now. I think that's also going to be a trend with the wealthy, woke, male, feminist Hollywood types going forward. Pacino's girlfriend, age 29, just filed for custody of their child. Some men will never learn, even when they're approaching their deathbeds, it seems. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men can't help but smash women and hand over much of our wealth in exchange. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps Hugh Jackman from getting married to another much older woman away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.